Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning on a Tuesday. Tuesdays mean two grand slam, a chance to win up to $2,000 with us later this morning. Welcome back to Heather Park.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, now back I'm self-conscious vacation. Again how I introduce myself in the morning to my friend over here.
I'm very self-conscious.
I don't know. I have not even thought about it the last couple of days because I haven't had to think about it.
Don't put any thought into it. Don't let Heather bully you.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. It's John Jansen, Heather Park. I'm Jim Costa. We have Gov and Greg behind the glass, and you heard Jeremy Otto on the updates. Heather, you were gone for a few days.
How was it?
It was awesome. I wish I wasn't here right now. Like, I wish we would have extended our vacation and had a much longer vacation, but it was awesome. It was an area we've never been to. We went to Cape Cod. I've never been to Massachusetts. I've never been to Boston. You know, like, I've never been there. So it was that was fun. The flight was pretty quick, quicker than I was expecting. For some reason in my head, I had a little bit longer flight. So the flight was quick. And it was awesome for not only myself and my husband, but also for the kids. It was a really great area for young children. Something I experienced that I've never experienced before. Obviously been to the ocean many times, but in the city we stayed in, it was called Brewster. It's one of the areas, I believe, in all of the U.S. that experiences the largest low tide, where you can walk for more than like 2 miles during low tide.
Out.
And I've never experienced that before because we showed up at the beach. I was like, what is this?
When the tide comes in, how deep is it?
Oh, it's like, right. I mean, it's when it's high tide, it looks just like a regular.
Well, I know it looks like an ocean, but is it a foot deep? Is it 18 inches deep? What is it? Is it like you still walk?
I didn't go out. And I mean, I'm guessing it's still shallow for a period of time because it's the same ocean floor.
Right.
But it was great for the kids because there was no, I mean, there was no waves, right? So like it created these little tide pools where the kids could sit and play in.
I'm sure the water was warm too.
The water was warm. The sand was great for sandcastles. It's just a really cool, it was an experience I've never had at the beach before.
This is their first time with the ocean?
No, but my first time with a tide like that.
No, not yours, theirs, the kids.
Oh, the kids, yes.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, salt water?
Yes.
What did they think of salt water?
They didn't.
No issues?
I don't think they even really realized.
Was Brooks trying to drink it? Like, Teddy, anytime we're in the pool, he just thinks that it's just a big glass of water.
Yes, but with these little tide pools, right? You see everything. Like, oh, there's a ton of hermit crabs and these little teeny tiny organisms swimming around. I'm like, do not drink that water, child. But yes, he of course tried to drink
it. So let's go back to the start.
Yeah.
How did Brooks do on the flight?
They did great. It was a quick
flight.
There was
no Costas sitting around you?
No.
Don't put it on us.
I'm
it's
sure
on the
there
kids.
Was several like, oh, great. Here comes a family with kids right behind me, right in front of me.
But they weren't did really kicking well. Seats no. or no dinosaur noises.
No. There was maybe near the end on the way home, at least a little, not a scream, but you know, there was a little bit of delay on the plane. And that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck there. Like, Emily watched almost a whole movie before we took off on the way there.
Wow, that's a hell of a delay.
I know. there was, so I was like, oh shoot, she's not gonna watch want to watch another movie, but she did. She was stuck with her tablet. She did great. Brooks did great too, a lot better than I anticipated, so that was good.
Did you guys fly into Boston?
We did.
Okay.
Things I didn't realize, like the traffic. It took us, you know, the GPS said 2 hours to get from Boston to where we were going. Not the case. I mean, it took way longer than that. Yeah. We almost missed our flight home.
East Coast traffic is something that you can't. Oh, yeah, because I got to be there early.
We literally got in through security and walked on the plane.
Wow.
There was no waiting.
That's perfect timing.
I was like, do I have time to buy a pop? I will. So I did. I bought a pop and then we walked onto the plane. But
you didn't do any time in Boston? Then you just went to.
No, okay. There was no time for that. No. We did not. I'm glad we didn't. Like, right. I really enjoyed what we did. The food was good. The weather was top notch. Like, we left at a perfect time. Like, were to write down your perfect temperature, it was what we experienced. It wasn't over the top hot, and it got chilly in the evenings. Like, I brought sometimes to the beach, I had a sweatshirt with me because they got chilly. And I'm, you know, people are texting me. It's like 100 degrees here. I'm like, oh.
I know. When you guys got off the plane yesterday, were you like, hey, wait, we got off at the wrong destination.
Oh,
were you in South Florida?
It was so hot.
When did you guys leave the AC on at the house, or can you adjust it?
We can adjust it. So as soon as we landed, we made sure that we bumped it down.
Yes, because it was smoking hot last weekend. While you guys were gone, basically you took off. And summer officially arrived.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's supposed to be a little nicer the rest of the week.
After
tomorrow's supposed to cool down, I think, to like 77.
I think it's still in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
As long as it's not 100 on the heat index, I think we'll all manage.
I know. I got in my truck yesterday, leaving Ann Arbor, and obviously sitting in the sun, it always reads a little bit hotter, but it was like 106. And then I started driving home, and by the time I got home, it was down to like 101.
So, Heather, you went to Cape Cod.
Yes.
You like clam chowder?
No, but we did get it. We tried to get, we did order clam chowder. Not my thing.
Really?
Oh, no.
Well, it's to die for out there. It's just a completely different ball game.
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe because I've never had it before. I don't have anything to compare it to.
What about lobster?
We got a lobster roll. That's how we ate it. It was okay.
Just okay.
No, but you didn't get a real live lobster?
No.
You didn't have them come to the table and watch the kids look at
we didn't do that.
Move it around. It's awesome.
I don't think I would eat it if I saw it like that. I mean, I've had lobster before that comes and you have to, you know, it looks like a lobster, but.
Huh. That's an experience for the kids.
No, we didn't do that.
So we went to Cape Cod like when I was like 20 years old. Me and the three other guys. It was great. We had a great time. We went on a whale watching thing.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No, that wouldn't have been. No, because I had
Depends on the beach. There's a whale. There's a whale.
John!
There's a whale.
No, there's a lot we would have done had we been there on our own. But going with a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, there was things we just didn't do. And we contemplated that, but I was like, what are they going to do on a boat? I don't know.
Jump.
Like, for a long time.
They've never been on something like that in the ocean. Like, when you're there, you got to do it.
Probably when they're a little older.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing with the life jacket thing. Putting a toddler in a life jacket for the first time is generally not a great experience.
Yeah, it didn't seem like something we would all really enjoy.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that. We were only there for 3 days, so we didn't have a long time.
But it is an underrated part of the country. Like, I did New Haven last summer.
Yeah.
I've done Boston. I went Red Sox game and did the lobster roll in the city and that stuff. It's an underrated part of the country.
It was awesome. I had a blast.
Heather, do you get any intel on Alex Bregman?
You know, I didn't.
Did you listen to sports talk while you were there?
No, I didn't.
W-E-E-I.
I did not.
No?
No research?
No.
In fact,
I didn't have we didn't have cell service. We were not prepared for that.
Oh. How wonderful is that?
That was something we weren't ready for, so I didn't. I mean,
we
had Wi-Fi when we were in the place we stayed, but we didn't have GPS. That kind of sucked a lot.
You didn't have GPS?
No, like we didn't have service. You could only, like, we were like downloading maps when we had Wi-Fi. Like, we didn't have access to anything.
So you had no idea how to get around.
We didn't until we downloaded maps. Like, we had to download things before we
go into a gas station. Hey, where's your map?
So you obviously didn't listen to the show.
I didn't. Why?
On Friday, there was one question on the cookie jar that we wish you would have been there for so that you could answer.
What was it?
John, do you know the question I'm thinking of?
Would if you had to give up one thing, what was that? I know one of them was...
One of them was sauce.
Oh, yes, yes.
So sauce on your pasta, your pizza, your sandwiches, salad dressing would count as a sauce. Yeah. You have to give up sauce, which would be tough, or kissing.
Oh, give up sauce.
See, seems like an easy answer. Do you know what this guy said? He never wants to kiss his wife again.
That's not what I said. I didn't say
he
I don't
never
want
wants to be kissed by his wife again.
I said,
again.
If those are the choices, I'm taking sauce.
I know. Mom and dad are on their deathbed, and he'd rather have sauce than give them a kiss goodbye.
You can still hug, and you can still hold their hand.
Yes, there's a lot of other things you can do.
There's still another ways to show affection, John, if we want to go down that rabbit hole. I mean, there's plenty you can still do with your partner.
When you walk in the house or when Colin walks in the house, what's the first thing he does? Does he walk over and say,
no,
how was
he
your...
No, he doesn't. Oh. Just give me a kiss.
John lives like a 1950s lifestyle. He walks in,
he kisses my cheek. I walk in, I give Teddy a hug, I say hi to the kids, and I walk over and I give my wife a kiss.
That's cute.
It's great to see you.
It's adorable.
It's wonderful to be home.
You really are out of like a sitcom with that, though. I don't
I think
know
I would fit
that.
Best in 1950, yes. I think I have my soul has been misplaced.
So we're happy to have Heather back. And in fact, something that happened on Heather's trip that we didn't bring up, we'll get to it later in the show. You will stand in judgment of the audience.
I know. And and it was really my husband's idea. So let's judge him more than me, but.
You're an accomplice.
I did.
Yes. Yes. Confrontational Colin.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Strikes again.
Two grand slam. We have a Lions question today. I like when I look down and see, hey, we're talking some football. We are less than a month from training camp. We'll get to that at 6:35. Couple questions about Lions football. Tiger All-Star voting update is next. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law. 877-KG-CARES. KG Law, Lawrence KG, his team. I've gone out to see those guys a couple times. They're not your stuffy or slimy lawyer types. They're down-to-earth, approachable people. They care about you. And most importantly for you, they're going to win. 98% success rate. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, call KG Law now, 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y. Or check them out online, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We'll stand in judgment of Heather Park and something that happened on her vacation in the 7 o'clock hour, plus a chance to win $2,000 with the two grand slam. Good morning, 97.1. See the All-Star update, John.
Yeah, how about that? We got another one in the top vote getters, and that is, well, let's start with first base. Spencer Torkelson has gained no ground, although Vlad Guerrero Jr. has taken over the first spot over Aranda and Goldschmidt. So, Spencer Torkelson, third. Gleyber Torres holds on to the number one spot at second base, as he should.
Mm-hmm.
Shortstop, Trey Sweeney.
Oh, stop.
Number five.
Stop it. He doesn't have a chance. He shouldn't top be anywhere five, near the All-Star
game. Top five vote getters, shut your mouth.
That's a compliment to Tiger fans more than it is Trey Sweeney.
Base. Another compliment. Tip of the hat to Tigers fans. Jose Ramirez, number one. Alex Bregman, number two, but he's losing ground to Zach McKinstry at number three. Only 150,000 votes behind.
So, real quick note on this. The way it'll work on Thursday, they'll close the voting and the top two at every position will face off. If Bregman is flat because he's not playing,
mm-hmm.
and we can get CMU to activate this global campus and get some votes from McKinstry,
yeah.
we can get Zach into a runoff for a playoffs, for not a playoff, an all-star starting spot.
Yeah, he may gain 4,000 votes.
How dare you.
But the big news in the outfield. Obviously, you have Aaron Judge, who is a fan favorite, and rightfully so.
He's the vote leader.
At number one. Riley Green, our very own Detroit Tiger,
yep,
at number two.
Mm-hmm.
One would think the big name of Mike Trout would hold on. He's been healthy for the most part of this season. He was at number three. However, one, Javier Baez has overtaken Mike Trout for the number three spot in the outfield. Mm-hmm. Stephen Kwan at five, Cody Bellinger at six, Kerry Carpenter at seven, Springer and Rodriguez round out the top nine. But Javier Baez has gained ground, even though I think since our last update, I don't think he's played center field since then.
This is going to be very awkward, where a shortstop is going to start at center field in the All-Star game.
Which would be awesome.
But it's the story of Javi Baez. It's been incredibly unorthodox. It's super surprising. And John, I don't know that he is the third best outfielder in the American League. But the All-Star game is a popularity contest, and we're not going to get all of our guys in. It's cool to get Javi in the mix here.
Oh, it's absolutely cool to get Javi in the mix. And when you think about what he has been able to do this year, we always talk about what he's done this year and how transformative it's been for Tigers fans to watch what he's doing. But then you think about what he's even. The last time we talked about this, when was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? I can't remember when the first results of the ballots came out. He had been moved to the infield because Parker Meadows was back, and he hadn't had. There was a lull in his statistics. He has since rejuvenated some of those, and it started with the series against Cincinnati, against Pittsburgh. He played well in the two games that he played in that series. Tampa, he played well. In the month of June, he's batting .333 with a .916 OPS. And that's not a small sample size. With 16, 17 games, I think, is the total number that he has played in the month of June. And so, yeah, we saw a really good April. We saw a good May. June was not as stellar, but in terms of Javi Baez over the last 3 years, it's been really good. But the month of June has been, sorry, I mixed my months up there. Month of June, good.
Yes, month of June, good. And it's helping him. It's also the month of June that's hurting Spencer Torkelson. He's hitting .175. As much as I was pushing for this guy to get in, hitting .175 with two home runs in June is doing him no favors. He already doesn't have the name Vlad Guerrero Jr. and he doesn't play in New York Yankee pinstripes.
Is this the Jim Costa jinx again?
He's not making the All-Star game. Blame me if you want, but he's not making the All-Star game.
No, he's kind of returning to what we thought he was. I mean, it's been a roller coaster. 31 home runs a couple years ago, sent down last year, came back, contributed, and it is finding its level.
Look, he'll have another spike here in the next month or two. Sure. I mean, that's just how baseball is. But his chance to make the All-Star game, he had to keep it up. He had to leave no doubt. He was fighting uphill, given some of the names at first base. He's not going to make it. But Javi could.
Yes.
There's your headline. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. We have a Lions conversation to get into at 6:35. But first, Heather, what's going on in the news?
Oh, well, let's talk about it. TSA officials had to evacuate a portion of Detroit Metro Airport after they found a grenade in somebody's carry-on luggage.
A live, active grenade?
Well, it wasn't live or active, but they did find, I mean, they had to discover that, right? So first you find this grenade and think, could this be live and active? So, of course, they discovered it during a regular baggage screening, evacuated that security checkpoint. Later, TSA, like explosive specialists, had to come in and determine that it was actually a non-functional replica grenade. But even that is not allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nothing that looks like a
That's prohibited.
Grenade.
So you can't even bring something that resembles it or a replica really resembles it, right?
Sure.
Like you can't bring that through. So I don't know what happened to the person, but they got
hopefully
some
it was
trouble.
Just an honest mistake and they'll
Sorry,
be
sir,
told,
I forgot I packed this replica grenade in my carry-on bag.
I mean, sometimes you get like souvenirs from different places. I don't know where you're going to get a souvenir grenade, but
that's true, but it would be a weird mistake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, a grenade.
Yeah.
Must have misplaced it.
A heavily armed gunman opened fire outside of a Wayne County church on Sunday. You probably heard about this, and was fatally shot by a church security guard. The man has been identified as a 31-year-old Brian Browning, who had attended the church a handful of times over the last year. His mom was a member at the church. This was at Cross Point Community Church, and it sounds like, you know, he had never threatened the church before, but did appear to be struggling with some mental illness beforehand. He had met with the pastor and other members of the church. And at one point, he, I believe, told the pastor that he thought he was a prophecy. And
he was a prophet?
A prophet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he had a prophecy to share.
Yes. There you go. And
did he say what his prophecy was?
I don't think so.
No.
But they talked about scripture and things like that. And I mean, he didn't have a criminal background, but he had a lot of ammo on him.
Hats off to the security guard and the members of the church that
for sure
stopped that from getting what could have been an awful situation.
Is it normal for churches to have security guards? I'd never heard of that before.
It is becoming more normal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
it's people like this that make you glad you do have security.
Oh, for sure. I had never heard of a church having a security guard.
Yeah, most of them are plain clothes.
Oh, yeah, so that's how I figured it would be.
See,
but
well, and I'd imagine just in the world we live in, they can be targets, people that want to send a message.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Authorities are reminding Metro Detroiters to exercise caution when they're out in the lakes after tragedy struck basically the first weekend of summer in Oakland County. On Sunday, a 26-year-old Detroit man drowned in Cass Lake. And according to investigators, the man was out with four other people out on a boat. Sounds like decided to jump in. They thought it was shallow waters. Definitely wasn't. It was about 55 feet deep where this man jumped in. Didn't know how to swim.
Oh.
A friend was able to get to him in the water and got him to the surface momentarily. But it sounds like the man was just very, very panicked, right?
Thrashing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that his friend could only do so much in that moment. And eventually he slipped underwater again. So authorities are saying, hey, if you're out there and you're not a strong swimmer, make sure you have a life jacket on and wear it. Don't just have it. But if you cannot swim and you're going to get in the water, wear a flotation device. Make sure you have all the tools you need if you're out on a boat too. So very sad for sure. This is fun. Detroit Tigers' Kerry Carpenter has teamed up with a local fast food chain known for its sliders, launching a limited time only meal combo. So he teamed up with Savvy Sliders. And according to the press release, it says Kerry Carpenter represents everything we love about Detroit: grit, growth, and greatness. The Kerry Bonds meal is a celebration of local pride and powerhouse flavor. And we can't wait for fans to try it. So starting on July 1st, 1st and for a limited time for the summer. The meal includes two signature Savvy sliders topped with cheese, lettuce, tomato, and the chain's signature sauce, seasoned crinkle fries, and a choice of drink or hand-spun chocolate custard shake, which apparently is his favorite.
What are the three G's that we're known for? Grit.
Grit, greatness, and growth.
Growth and growth. Cool.
That's cool. The Rocket Classic kicks off this week, and the party really gets started with a big event the day before. So the Rocket Classic Pro-Am takes place on Wednesday at Detroit Golf Club, and there's going to be, you know, a star-studded lineup. Lots of celebrities. Barry Sanders, Jake Bates, Jack Fox, Jason Hansen.
Oh, the specialists.
Yeah, Dylan Larkin will be there, Alex DeBrinket. And then it will also have Haley Jade, Eminem's daughter.
Oh, cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Sounds great. Do you know Dylan Larkin's from Waterford, Michigan? Alex DeBrinket grew up here, too.
You're so annoying.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Lions camp less than a month away. Checking on the emotions. Best case, worst case, 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, Greg, it went over my head. What am I supposed to be listening for right here?
Grenade. Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah. He's smarter than all
Got
of us.
It.
He's Greg Hargrave. He's behind the glass. Good morning. Don't pack a grenade, replica or otherwise, if you're going to the airport.
There we go.
He's grooving back there. The train for ya. That's right, Greg. Little Bruno Mars today.
I kind of do see you as a Bruno Mars guy. Not
He's
that
talented.
He would be top of the list, but...
Is it because Bruno's short? Is that what this is, John?
Oh, I don't have no idea what he looks like.
He's a very short individual.
He is.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he's compact.
Huh.
Compact.
He's talented. Hell of a singer.
It's miniature.
But my understanding is, yes, he is vertically challenged.
Oh, he is a little man. He's 5'5".
Oh, wow. And you know that's saying something, because...
Yeah, I know. You like small men.
Colin joke.
Yeah. Welcome back, Heather.
I'll let you guys know this.
I'm sure Colin's happy you're back.
Well, he's not going to be happy later, because in about an hour, we're going to have a conversation about something that happened on their trip. And Heather immediately goes, just to be clear, this was Colin's idea.
Okay.
But you are an accomplice, and we'll let you stand in judgment. You had a great time on your vacation.
We did.
You're back, and we'll get to that in about an hour. Before all that, John, before the two Grand Slam, which we got at 7:25.
1 month away.
We are right around the corner.
We'll Lions get to, training camp.
We'll get to July here in, what, a week?
Yes.
And then July is the month of football. We got the Hall of Fame game, and Lions are going to get to camp early this year.
We have live football, albeit preseason games, in the month of July. We have almost made it through the long, arduous, painful football offseason.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
I can almost see it. I can almost feel it. I'm starting to get excited. And I want to know from Lions fans, what are your emotions 1 month out from training camp? Are you excited about what this season might bring? Are you upset or mad? Maybe they haven't done more with the roster, insert edge rusher. Maybe you're a little bit afraid, scared, because there's no Frank. There's no Ben Johnson. Worried might be the more appropriate term. And if you don't want to admit that you're scared, maybe you're just a little worried that they're going to revert back to what this team was before we saw Jared Goff and Ben Johnson and the amount of weapons that they have offensively. And maybe they just don't live up to expectations. Maybe you're confident. Maybe you're more like some of us. You're confident in Dan Campbell, in Jared Goff, the plethora. I've heard that adjective used before about the amount of weapons that they have offensively, the plethora of weapons. And you're excited to see Aiden Hutchinson back on the field. What are your emotions? And there's many emotions that I have yet to even mention. 248-539-9797. We are a month out. How are you feeling about this Detroit Lions team? About the season that is upcoming?
And part two, best case and worst case for this football team. And that plays into your emotional state right now. Best case is obviously winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This team is going to be in the mix. I don't know what they're going to look like come January, but last year really set us up to say it really only matters what they look like come January. But the Super Bowl is absolutely on the table, and that's the best case scenario.
What's the worst case?
See, I think worst case, this is still a playoff team.
You think the worst case scenario is
probably a one and done,
a wild card.
A worst case scenario. I still think they're winning this division.
So worst case is winning the division,
but then bowing out immediately in that opening round game where they don't have a bye and they play someone and they play down to them and they lose. The offensive line hasn't crystallized. Jared Goff again turns into a pumpkin and they lose. That's the worst case scenario. But I still think they're a playoff team at worst.
Okay.
I don't buy this like they're going to win 8 games that we get occasionally ticket texted in, sky's falling, right. 9 wins, fighting for 500. I don't buy any of that stuff.
Can we at least admit that this is still a good team?
Yes, John.
Even without Ben Johnson, without Frank.
Yes.
And without adding another edge.
Yes.
You know,
but that's never been
elite edge.
But that's never been the discussion.
No, I'm not saying with you, but we've had this discussion with callers, with people that have thrown in the white flag before the season even starts.
That's silly. When we discuss adding an edge or what about Frank, it's through the prism of being the only team left at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's you are judged harshly when you are trying to do something that has never been done before. When you're trying to play in a game we've only dreamed of and win a game that we couldn't even fathom what our emotions would be like if we get to that point. So let's just start at this point. Where you are right now, month out from training camp, the emotion, the overriding emotion for you. What is it?
It's, for me, I'm just excited. Part of it is just that football's going to be back. It's just such a huge part of my life. And I know a lot of Lions fans just simply want football to be back. And part of that is when you lose that last game and you lose it the way that they did, you're left with, during a regular season, you're generally left with a bad taste in your mouth for 7 days. then you get a chance to get back out there. You lose that game, and you're left with a bad taste in your mouth for the entire offseason, and you have to ruminate on everything that went wrong when the expectations were so high. So I'm excited to just get back to football, but I'm excited about this Lions team because I always see, whether it's Frank retiring, Ben Johnson leaving, whatever the departure, whatever the injury during the regular season, I said this last year when Hutch got hurt or when guys kept falling, it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. And for Dan Campbell, for John Morton, probably more importantly for John Morton, this is an unbelievable opportunity. All eyeballs are going to be on him as this season starts. What's this offense going to look like? Are we still going to have some of those, I don't want to necessarily trick plays, but wrinkles in the offense? Or is this offense going to be more methodical? Is it still explosive? J-Mo, we've heard about the expectations there. I'm excited to see how these guys step up, whether it's John Morton as the OC, whether it's Graham Glasgow, who everybody is saying, well, not a great season last year. He's old. He can't, make it through 17 games. Make him a backup. And that might be the ultimate, outcome. But Tate Ratledge, the draft pick, second round pick out of Georgia, Christian Mahogany, we had a brief introduction to him last year. I'm excited to see how those guys fill the void of Frank leaving. Because I think they're going to step up to the challenge. I think John Morton's going to step up to the challenge. I think Dan Campbell, more importantly, is going to get this team to play again, third year in a row, in his image.
So the things you're talking about, this isn't my number one emotion, but I am curious. I'm curious to see how they settle in up front with Hank Fraley trying to rework the middle of the offensive line. I'm curious how Jared Goff is going to navigate more pressure on his shoulders pre-snap without Frank, but also post-snap, you're just not as good without Frank Ragnow. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how Aiden looks, and I'm curious if Brad Holmes is right that they have plenty of pass rush. I'm curious to see what the defense and the offense look like under new coordinators. It doesn't mean bad. We saw Philly flip coordinators and it was bad. We saw them flip coordinators and it was good. There's a curiosity. My number one emotion is probably anxious, because it's a combination of being excited but also nervous. Last year showed me that 15 wins doesn't mean anything.
Well, you have many different levels.
Well, I think there's a cauldron here if you're a Lions fan. I think we're past the early, wow, we have a really good football team phase, and now we're into the they better effing win phase. And there are some things that I have questions about, and that's the concern, and that turns into some anxious energy.
So I'm trying to figure out my word, because I keep coming to, I'm a little rattled.
Okay.
But I'm not, like, super rattled. So is there a different word for
a
that?
A little rattled? Slightly rattled?
Yeah, slight. When he said it after the San Francisco game, I said, yeah, that's coach speak, whatever. When Campbell said, you never know if we'll get back here. Because I was so confident heading into last season that it was playing out exactly like I thought. I thought they were clearly the best team in football. They were dominating. They were crushing. And then the injuries just kept piling up and piling up. And Jared Goff would have an occasional bad game.
Like, think about it.
And I'm a little bit haunted by those words now.
Haunted's a good word.
All right. Or jittery.
Yeah. And
I could see that.
But then I look at the whole the landscape of the NFL. When you really look at it, yeah, the Commanders hopped up last year. But really the last 6-7 years, for the most part, it's been the same cast of character teams. And there's no reason to think that the Lions aren't going to be in the mix, or that they missed a window.
Well, No.
Windows, this window thing, who's different? That's Buffalo can't beat KC. KC's always there. The Eagles are always in the mix. The Ravens are always there. The Rams are there unless they have injuries. The Niners are there unless they have injuries.
And the Lions will be there too.
Unless they have injuries.
So when we say best case, worst case, like, we're going to rule out bubonic plague in the locker room. We're going to rule out somebody dies. Like, they are this group, this season, the best case, the worst case. The best case to you is the Super Bowl, yes?
Of course.
And I know, John, you feel the same way. The worst case, I said, is they win this division. J.J. McCarthy is a rookie quarterback. Ben Johnson's a first-time head coach. Dan Campbell owns LaFleur. They've 17-3 the last 3 years in this division. To me, worst case is we are the kings of the North, but we go no further. What would you say the worst case scenario is?
Yeah, probably winning the division and flaking out in the playoffs again. And I'll tell you what, I have one primary person I have circled for the season, and it's Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff, I've got to see him not have some of those games, like that the Houston game and the playoff game. Turnovers are catastrophic in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And when you have multiple turnovers in a game, it's hard to win, man. And it's really just going to come down to him playing rather clean in the playoffs. And I know he did it 2 years ago, but he didn't last year. I mean, they still could have stole that game last year if he would have played good in a shootout. Does that mean they would have won the Super Bowl? No, they'd probably go to Philly and nearly the same thing happens.
So 2 out of 18 games, which I know the margin for error,
I was gonna say, that's what this is.
Is very small. When you're talking about getting to the ultimate prize, which is the Super Bowl, but winning it.
It happened against a bad defense. That defense got 55 hung on them the next week.
Right.
It's not like the Texans have some awesome defense.
Right. No, but my point is, yes, it is. It's 2 out of the 18 games. It was against a bad defense, but some of that is also the coordinator, the play call, the situation that they were put in.
Correct. You have to protect him from those situations.
And I would say more so this year with Frank gone and the unknown of what that looks like up front. We got a bunch of stuff for you guys to weigh in on. 248-539-9797. The emotions that you feel a month out from training camp and the best case, worst case for the Lions upcoming season. 702. Some quotes from Tarek Skubal on his future in Detroit. It's 97.1. Guys, I want to tell you about Brightside Dental. Get a brighter smile without breaking the bank. It's Brightside Dental. If you're looking for a reason to finally book that dentist appointment, life gets busy. Maybe you missed the six-month cleaning. Maybe it's been more than 6 months. It gets that way. It's okay. Get back in before you get too busy with your summer plans. Camps, sports, vacations. Whether it's your first visit or your first in a long time, Brightside Dental is looking to take care of you with no judgment. $35 new patient special. That covers exams, covers x-rays, and there's no hidden fees. So make an appointment. Get back in that routine. Call 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa in the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. Top of the hour, we have some quotes from Tarek Skubal about his future in Detroit. Discuss that. We got two Grand Slam at 725 and Heather Park stands in judgment at 735. Back from vacation, fair or foul, what took place on one of the days? John, we have ticket text on the Lions. We brought them up. We're inside a month from training camp. And you wanted to know the emotions.
Yeah, I want to know where Lions fans are right now. What is your emotional connection to this team? And it's not, yes, we all know we have tons of Lions fans. We're going to support this team, win, lose, draw. Done it for decades.
Right, but you said things like, are you excited? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you
scared? Mad. There's a lot of people that I run into that love the Lions. And some of it is that passion that you have for the team that maybe you're not thinking rationally about going and getting that other edge defender. And you're mad that Brad Holmes hasn't done anything other than Davenport and Pascal.
And we get those texts. He's arrogant. He's not doing what I want them to do.
Oh, I sit across the desk from somebody that has those same opinions.
So you're welcome here. 248-539-9797. Texter says, I'm too busy enjoying the fantastic summer of Tiger baseball to even think about football right now.
That's great.
Fair.
Yeah.
So oblivious right now. Guarded but excited, says this ticket texter. Tough schedule, but exciting to have football on the horizon.
I'm excited about the schedule.
Me too.
So, again, this is me looking at it somewhat from not Honolulu blue glasses, but from a player's perspective. And I always look at things as an opportunity. Somebody goes down, somebody has to step up. And it could be that opportunity that player has just been looking for and needing to explode on the scene. It's also this team. Last couple of years, and you get a 15-win season, it's exciting, it's fun, but then you lay an egg in the playoffs. Now you have one of the toughest schedules in all of football. And you have a chance to go out there and prove that last year wasn't just a one-off. You can go out there and do it against really good teams on the road, in bad weather, or at least outdoors.
I like it because I think they're going to lose some of them. And I think this team needs that. Ooh. I think this team needs that. 15 wins in the regular season does them no good. They need their offensive line to play really good teams. They need their defense to stack multiple tough road games against elite quarterbacks. And John, the idea that they're going to win them all is silly. They're going to lose some of them.
Sure.
They're not going to win 15 games this season. And they're going to be better for it. That's the whole point. And if they're not better for it, they didn't deserve the Super Bowl anyway. But you get a chance to measure up a bunch of times this season. It's all you can ask for. Because they need a crash course to be ready for January. I would, if they had a fluff schedule this year from some weird scheduling quirk, I wouldn't want that. What would that do? Win another 15 games and not know if you're good enough for the playoffs?
Right. I think it's a chance to really solidify how good is Dan Campbell? How good is Brad Holmes? How well has he drafted? How well has he constructed this team when you're playing against Kansas City and Arrowhead, against Baltimore in Baltimore? And the list goes against Philly in Philly.
Texter says, last season ruined football for me. Wake me up when the playoffs start. The regular season means nothing, and we won't win anything with Goff. He's our new Stafford. That's verbatim on the ticket text. That's not my opinion. My arms are firmly folded until I see the Lions in the Super Bowl. Nothing short will do. The failures of the last 2 years have me completely shook and disgusted. Eric and McComb.
So, I'll wake you up in February? You're not going to enjoy the ups and downs, the ride that fans go through the entire season.
I'm not saying this guy's wrong to have some
of those
emotions.
They're going free until February.
Could you imagine they win the Super Bowl and people ask you, what was that season like? And you go, I didn't check it until the final game.
I don't know. I didn't watch a game.
I'm saying you can have some of those emotions, but you should be paying attention to a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl.
And they will.
And they will pay attention.
Yes.
Not they will win the Super Bowl.
No, they will pay attention. Okay. Yes.
Lions free. Come on, people. Scared and nervous fans are fueled by consistent fear-mongering from local media members, especially from a certain afternoon show. Good teams embrace things. Look. Yeah. We've had our spats with the afternoon show. But I think it's fair to bring up some of the questions for this football team through the prism of you're chasing a Super Bowl. And it's why I said my combination is pumped, but kind of tense, and that's anxiety. That's my feeling for this season. Because, John, 15 wins isn't good enough. A 17-point lead in the NFC title game isn't good enough. Like, we are reaching a point where very little is good enough, and that creates a tension that I think is exciting, it's exhilarating, but it's also anxious and anxiety-driven.
Well, welcome to being a Tigers fan. I mean, you've reset the bar. The expectations are different. And what was the conversation we had yesterday? They lose two of the last three series. They didn't get swept in a series. Haven't been swept in a series since the very opening of the season. Yet, they still have the biggest lead in the division. They still have the best record in Major League Baseball. And we're sitting there talking about all of the needs that this team has.
Because
and
it won't
yesterday,
be good
the power rankings for MLB came out. They're still the number one team in power rankings, which, okay, I know it doesn't
hang the
mean
banner,
anything,
right.
But at least when you get that perception of those that aren't living and breathing, what happens with Tiger baseball? It's the same thing with the Lions, where, yes, you have this anxiety because your expectations aren't just, oh, hey, can we have a 500 season?
John,
can we win 9 of the 17 games?
I wouldn't trade it for the world. This is where you want to be.
Right.
We want to have a baseball team that's in the World Series conversation. We want to have a football team that's in the Super Bowl conversation. It comes with added pressure because you want to capitalize. I thought you were going to go all the way back to the Tigers of a decade ago. John, they were star-studded. I got Cabrera, I got Fielder, I got Scherzer, I got Verlander. I got Cy Young here and Cy Young here. I got one of the best records and rosters in baseball. And guess how many titles I got? Zero. So when you tell me I got Gibbs and I got Montgomery and I got St. Brown and I got Sewell and I got Hutch, for what? And that's where the anxiety comes in. For what? 15 wins and a first-round exit. A 17-point lead in the NFC title game and you're going home heartbroken. For what? There comes what we've all wanted. Expectations.
And opportunity.
So anxiety, too. I think, look, this is the best the Lions have ever been in my life. And
yes.
So, oh, that means we're going to win. Well, it's not so easy. I think we're all still getting used to competing in the NFL and how unfair it can be and how challenging it can be to get there. John, when you were your farthest dance into the playoffs, cruel ending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yep. Bad snap.
Just because we're good doesn't mean we're going to win it.
Ding, ding, ding. Let the games begin. Month away from training camp. Ticket Texter says, Cookies and John, you need to bring up the Stony toilet paper story to get Heather's reaction. That would be great radio.
Oh no.
Yes, you have
a new something new?
Yes. Last Thursday, Stoney was in with me. And I think later in the show we'll touch on this.
We'll just do it after the update.
Okay.
We'll get Scooble quotes in, but first this story and Heather's reaction. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.